Luke yet.
We'll get there.
Okay, introduce us.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. I am your favorite host, Jackson.
Hey.
And I am joined by my other hosts. Well, my wife, Madeline.
Beep.
And our friend, Danny.
The other favorites.
The other favorites.
Rude.
Madeline, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How you doing?
How you all doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, Danny. You doing okay?
I'm good, thanks.
You're the only one that had to work today before this. You feeling worn down? You feel like you had a good day's work?
I feel tired but energized all at the same time.
That's awesome. That's probably like the best feeling you could feel. Because
without the tired part.
What? Oh, yeah. Energized.
Jackson, well, how do you feel?
I feel good. Thank you. I've been looking at houses to buy. I'm moving. I had a good day of that.
Madeline, did you know that he's moving? Are you okay with it?
We agreed all announcements are on the podcast. And I'm sorry you have to find out this way. But we are moving. Should we just get into the episode?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, let's just jump straight into it. It's been about a minute. Tonight we watched episode 10 of Gilmore Girls. And this one was titled Forgiveness and Stuff.
We're only on episode 10.
Yeah. Well, it's only been like 6 months. Yep, so last episode we left off, a lot of people were upset with each other and we were wondering if there would be forgiveness.
And stuff.
Based off the title, I think we might be in for some forgiveness here.
And stuff.
And stuff. Okay, well, the opening scene, we're in like a barn. Or is this Patty's place?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Patty's.
The dance studio. And everyone's getting ready for the Christmas pageant?
Yes.
Nice. So we see some various characters here. Everyone in all the main people in town are doing their own job to help.
Kirk is getting stabbed.
Yes. And then Phil, is this the first time he's Kirk?
I think he was Kirk at something else. Because I think he was Kirk earlier.
Mm, okay. With the doves, the swans, the...
He wasn't Kirk then, no. I don't think.
Oh, okay.
For the audio listeners that aren't watching the show, Cassie, Kirk is a recurring character. It's the same actor, but he played a few different characters until he becomes Kirk.
Yes.
But yes, he is modeling while Lorelai makes robes.
It's not modeling. She's fitting his costume.
Oh my God.
It's his costume and she's making it fit
him. Strut, Kirk, strut.
He's standing
there. He's not just the resident robe model.
Okay.
She's
but
altering his outfit.
Yeah.
His costume.
But you still model it while they do that. Is this wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
It's wrong.
He's mannequining it, is what I meant.
That's better.
So
the baby Jesus is terrifying.
My first note is on that baby's leg. I was just like dangling.
Yeah. And the head is a different color than
mismatched.
The body.
Yeah.
The head is the same color as the leg.
So they swapped out different parts at different times.
Yeah.
And as it Taylor Ducey?
Dozy.
He's kind of running the show and he's being very bossy about everything.
That's Taylor.
Yeah, that's Taylor. Because, the baby's missing an arm. So Rory's like, maybe it's time we get a new one, but he won't go for it.
He is all about preserving the history of the town,
the traditions.
Yep.
And,
I need you to find the baby's leg.
Yes. So, Rory. Oh.
Am I on the screen?
Rory, you can tell Rory and Lorelai are still on bad terms. But as they walk out.
She wanted you to find the baby's leg.
I'm going. Oh, I thought I was thinking the arm.
Yeah, arm is missing. I want you to show the baby for the leg.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, right they there. Replaced the body, but not the head and leg.
It's so gross.
It's like really big, too.
Yeah.
It was a very large baby. And I think it's funny that Rory wanted us to get a boy baby.
For Jesus.
I understand Taylor's point in that. No one's going to know.
Yeah, it's a baby.
He's not going to be naked.
But they leave and a dog is holding the lost arm. So that's funny. All right. Then we have the credits, which Danny gets very upset if we skip. So we didn't skip him.
We got to get in the mood. But every time I watch a TV show and the credits come on, I always, like, in my head, think it's going to be this song. And then it never is.
Why would it be the song?
I don't know. It's just what I'm used to with credits.
That's funny.
Seventh Heaven is disappointing every time.
You know, yeah, I think every theme song should be the same song just across the board, just so you know what to expect.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So after that, we open with Lane running. And I have a note here that says, any episode that starts with Lane running is going to be a good episode. Because there have been a few.
Give us examples.
I don't have examples off the top of my head.
So we don't know if they were good episodes.
But yeah, she runs up to Rory. She brings her coffee. Rory was supposed to meet her, but she didn't because Lorelai was there.
She's distracted.
She forgot.
Oh, she just forgot. Yeah,
just because of her fight with Lorelai.
But yeah, that basically just retell the situation. Everyone's still mad. It's been 4 days since the last episode. They did and give us that time frame.
And they discuss what she's going to get Dean for Christmas.
Right. What did she end up?
She was going to get him Metamorphosis.
Which is a book
by Kafka.
Have you read that book?
Hey, I've read that.
Nice. What is it? What's it about?
It's about this guy. I think he sells like newspapers. He sells something. And then he turns into a cockroach.
Ooh.
He metamorphosizes.
And he
just lives his life like that. Does he sell? Just has to get used to it. It's really weird.
Does he sell cockroach newspapers?
No.
That'd be cute.
And like he like has to live in his house still with his parents. And like.
Do they know it's him?
For a while, he like just locks himself in his room. And then he's like,
is he like man-sized?
Yeah, he's giant.
That's scary.
Yeah, sorry, probably should have said that.
Yeah, I was thinking just a tiny little bug.
No, he was giant, like bigger than us. He was huge.
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's really
I
want to
read this now.
It's very interesting. It was a fast read.
Would it be a fast read for me?
Probably might take a year or so. Might go slower than this podcast.
Next scene.
Hang on.
Okay, go.
I also commented that Lane's mom thinks perfume is smelly sex juice.
Yeah, that's funny. That should be the name of a perfume.
It's smelly sex juice.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
I hope so.
I feel like people would purchase that thinking it's something that it's not. And you don't want to spray perfume
so then we can,
in certain situations.
We can make a stand for it and see who comes to it. So
a
we
stand?
Can, yeah, like a...
Like a lemonade stand?
Yeah, but smelly sex juice.
Stand? Like outside, yeah. On the side of the road?
So we can see what type of people it attracts.
I'm sure it'll be good people.
Yeah, just the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always heard that, like, to be successful, you wake up early, you eat a healthy diet, work out every day, and...
spray some smelly sex juice.
Exactly. That you get from a local stand. You want to shop local for this, people.
Shop local. Support us. That's how we're going
to
raise money for
the podcast. It's a good time to... Yeah, I want to plug our merch store. Just kidding. The next scene, Emily calls Lorelai to invite her to the Christmas dinner.
Yes. It's a very passive-aggressive conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of my notes mean.
Yeah, I was afraid this would happen. We watched the episode, and then my realtor called, and so it was like an hour between, so we forgot a lot. But we'll make it work.
My next note is exaggeration. Then the next one is, that's not true. Then the next one's makes me sad.
Yeah, I think it's because their conversation is passive aggressive and
can always count on you. Thank you.
Yeah, because she tells Lorelai like the time frame, cocktails at 6, dinner at 8. And Lorelai says she won't make it to cocktails at 6, which Emily like uninvites her from the entire thing.
And she exaggerated.
And she said she can't leave work early.
Yeah.
Which seems like she does.
You might as well just not come.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just being...
petty.
Petty. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, Lorelai is officially uninvited to the Christmas dinner, which Rory is still going to. So, the next scene, Rory's getting ready for that, talking to Lorelai. They got a gift together to give.
I want to know what it is.
Yeah, I'm curious. What would they get? Mm-hmm. If Lorelai picked it out,
something tacky.
Monkey lamp. Regifted.
Not for Emily.
Okay, I remember what the that's not true is. It's when Lorelai said that holding a grudge makes you lose weight. And then I just love that Rory said, that's not true. Like, do you need to say that?
Just in case the impressionable viewers take away from this episode.
Got to preface it.
Yeah.
And then I was sad that they're all fighting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorelai ends up staying home. Rory goes. Next scene, we're at the Christmas party. Where Rory arrives.
I have no idea what this note is.
do we need to take a note writing class where you write out a little bit more context?
It just says full episode.
It says full episode?
Your note does?
Yeah.
We're watching the full... We watched the full episode.
Yes, Danny.
And I also wrote that I want an apple tart.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We didn't establish that. Lorelai loves the apple tarts at this party. And that's why, well, that's a big thing that she's upset about missing.
And everyone knows it about her. Yeah. She loves the apple tarts.
Yeah. When Rory gets to the party, there's a bunch of old people hanging out. They're asking where Lorelai is. And they say she's probably by the apple tarts. So she's made a name for herself for sure.
But then Emily said she's at work.
Yeah. Oh, she's at work. But Richard is kind of going off here. He's talking to his businessman colleague about some British guy that's screwing them over.
Well, he changed Richard's work without consulting him.
That would be irritating.
Yeah. I thought I wrote down Richard is a boss right here. He's not taking it. He goes and calls them. And
even yeah, it's I past saw you midnight. You liked the line where when they said, like, it's past midnight in London. And he said, ah, even better.
Yeah.
Get him.
Well, I've been watching Sopranos, so I'm on, like, that, like, powerful, like, get what you want. Like, don't take it from
Jackson's anybody. On a power trip.
Yeah. You just wait. If there was, like, a Oklahoma mafia, I'd be in it.
There is.
I'm in it.
The Oklahomies.
The Oklahomies. Okay. Next scene. Okay.
I know you enjoyed her meal.
So we cut back to Lorelai all alone looking for a meal. She grabs a bag of like a plastic bag of salad mix and a bottle of ranch and just pours the ranch straight into the salad bag and shakes it.
At least she's eating salad.
I was surprised that she was eating salad.
Although I think it's right after this that she just goes to Luke's. So I don't think she actually ate the salad.
Right.
That's true. That's very true. Very optimistic of her to buy salad in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I don't know why when she shook that bag, it grossed me out. Because I was picturing the, I don't know. Like you're going to stick your hand in to eat it and you'll get ranch on your knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she put a lot of ranch in it.
Yeah. But while she's eating this lovely salad, she hears a knocking at the window.
I am so irritated with that. Like, obviously.
Not sneaky.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's a
obviously
loud
if Rory's one. Not in that room and you're going to be banging on the window.
And you can see through this window.
Like, yeah.
Odds are that Rory and Lorelai are probably in a room together. Why are you trying?
Ugh. Yeah. So for those who don't know, it's Dean. He's knocking on Rory's window.
Unless maybe he thought that Lorelai was gone and Rory was there. Mm. But
I do like Dean a little better in this episode. I feel like because he knows he's in trouble and like he just seems less like arrogant and cocky.
Yeah.
So like it seems more like the Dean that I think of with the
you
show.
I probably like him because he's on here for a whole 2 minutes.
Yeah. You know, it's just enough. Didn't need any more.
Perfect amount of Dean.
All right. So he explains that like he doesn't. Does he apologize? Not well. I guess he does say like I'm sorry, but nothing happened. Like he does say that once, but
yeah.
I mean, he tries to explain that nothing happened, and he's not going to prevent Rory from going to Harvard.
And he's kind of like plays along with her wanting to like chop his head off with hedge clippers,
dull hedge clippers.
Yeah,
I made that note because I'm just imagining that process of decapitating someone with hedge clippers, and that just sounds horrible.
Yeah.
And
don't spend the night with Rory. Lorelai might come
for
you. Yeah, I have a note. As soon as like she got done saying that, it was awkward because they weren't smiling or talking. It was just like
I will decapitate you with hedge
clippers. Yeah, and they're just looking around, but she also says, we have a nice door, you should use it sometime, and he kind of acknowledged that, so maybe he's going to start being a normal human.
That was a way to be like, hey, we're okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So they're all good. Boom, next scene.
Bells.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I also have a note about the bells.
And we probably have the same note.
My note is just bells.
Bells. Did you play in the bell choir in church growing up?
Mm-hmm.
You guys had a bell choir? I was thinking how cool it would be to do that. Too.
I think Baptist churches had bell choirs.
Wow.
Yeah, so you get a color and the person who's leading this holds up the cards and the cards go at the time and they have like the colors on them. So if green bell and a yellow bell, I only I ring it when I see my card.
Yeah. That's so fun. It's like a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I want to do that.
Because once you get enough kids doing it, like you do, it makes the music.
Song. Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm glad you did that.
I think I did, or I just remember watching it.
Oh.
You probably watched it.
I was really good at it.
I bet.
Shocker.
No, we didn't know each other then. This was before.
He was probably watching you, and he didn't even know it was you. That was your first connection.
Yep. It's true.
We all just stare at each other.
Do we need to get some bells?
I think we should start a bell band.
That'd be cool.
I don't think it's called a bell band. It's a bell choir, but a choir sings, but it's definitely like bell choir, the bells, right?
Sing.
I wrote down bell choir. Is that?
It is bell choir, yeah.
Like I've never thought about that.
That's weird. So yeah. It's an instrument.
Yeah. Right? But bell band just sounds so bell wrong. Band.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Because different bells are like different voice. Like it's all the same instrument, but they have different voices.
Wow. You know? Different pitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Still can't do it.
Wow. But who are all these people? Do we know any of them? Are
they're townspeople.
Are they just one-off townspeople?
Yeah. I don't think there's any recurring characters.
Okay. Get out of here. To what really matters, we're at Luke's Diner.
Carrot cake.
Why I saw that carrot cake too.
I want it. I love carrot cake.
Lorelai gives up on the salad and goes to Luke's diner.
I was so excited to see Luke again. We haven't seen him for a while.
He looks good this episode.
Yeah, I think he finally got a good night's sleep and decided to be a decent, somewhat likable human being in this episode. Eh? Yes, I like this is the Luke that I think of with the show. This is a much better Luke. Much better Luke.
I liked Luke. Like, he was abrasive when he was yelling at her for not ending things with Dean. Like, not stopping that relationship.
He's protective.
I like where he was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So. And then he made a Santa burger.
Okay, but was that mayo making that giant beard? Because it did not look good.
Yeah, so Lorelai wants something festive.
Which I'm glad she calls it gross, too.
Most disgusting festive thing, I think she says. Something like that. And I love how he's just like, why are you looking at a menu? You know you're going to get a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, she ends up ordering a burger. I guess it's... Yeah, there's a scene of the dinner in between right before we get Santa. It's okay. But that's just kind of establishing Richard's still very stressed about the businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily's getting flustered. Well, not flustered, but... People keep asking about Lorelai, and she's like...
Now she's sick.
Yeah, she's like lying and stuff. Rory's just kind of sitting there awkwardly. But then back to what really matters.
Santa burger!
Luke brings out a Santa burger. So what this is, it's not your typical hamburger, right? Because what's different is...
It looks so gross. It looks so bad.
What are those eyes?
So we got a bottom bun with a patty on it. The eyes look like olives, sliced olives.
Are those olives?
It's got the red part in the middle.
Or it could be a pickle with ketchup on top.
Yeah, it could be that. With tomato nose, tomato mouth. And
onion mouth. Is that red onion?
Oh, it could be onion. I thought it was bell pepper. Could be bell pepper.
No, I think onion seems right.
But his the so white of his ketchup. Hat and his beard are all mayonnaise. So I think it looks pretty cool.
I think our first Instagram post should be a screenshot of just that.
I haven't known what to post, so.
That.
Hey, everybody, go follow us on Instagram and see the burger if you missed it in the show.
Follow me back.
You have access to the account.
How?
I'll send you the info.
Okay, so I will have access.
But right after she gets the burger, she gets something else, which is a phone call.
Did we say that Richard walked away?
Oh, no, I didn't. I forgot that was right there.
That's important.
Yeah, so he's gets very warm.
Richard does.
Grandpapa.
At lunch, dinner.
At lunch, dinner, Grandpapa Richard gets very warm. And he's like, you can tell he's like not normal. And he goes to find the thermostat and the scene cuts away. But
after Emily follows him.
Right. So Lorelai gets the phone call that he is in the hospital. And she starts panicking because she's got to get there. But Rory took her car.
Yeah.
What?
I just wrote okay on one of the notes.
Why?
I don't know. Madeline and okay. I couldn't figure out what it was about. I got distracted while I was writing it, so. Mm. Yeah.
Well, Luke offers to drive her.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Yeah. He kicks Evelyn out of his restaurant. There's the Christmas Carol group showed up right before this for hot chocolate, so he just tosses Taylor Dozy.
Yes, good job.
The keys says lock up after you get your hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. First, and, I like that. First, they were fighting about it because he was like, saying no. And then once he heard what happened to Richard, he was like, okay, take it. It's fine. And offers to drive her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Luke.
So they take off. In the truck on the way there, Lorelai's talking about like how Richard was a good dad.
No, mm-hmm. She was probably a big disappointment because he's all like about family and making a name for yourself.
Yeah.
And then Luke says, I can't imagine anyone seeing you as a disappointment. I just love him.
He was playing it up this episode, huh?
You freaking love Luke.
But she was like yelling at him because she's freaking out and he was just like, that's okay. Like he was very understanding. Yeah. And I liked this shot when, like, she's getting, like, real anxious to get there to show that Luke is going to speed up. He says, this Camaro's going too slow, something like that. And then they have a clip of the truck passing the Camaro, and it's probably the best shot of the whole episode. Let's watch it.
This is a little bit of Fast and Furious action for you.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
It doesn't even look like he's going that fast. But we're finally at the hospital.
Yeah. And Emily's being so frustrating because I don't know why she doesn't understand why a hospital would need her to fill out paperwork because
insurance.
That's just like how society works. I don't know.
Tell her beloved America is.
I don't get it. I don't get why she thinks that they don't need to do that.
Right, because the gym teacher from Glee is yelling at her.
Crazy. I don't think I've ever seen Jane Lynch in anything where she's not either a nurse or a gym coach.
She's intimidating. In everything.
And the two most intimidating careers are nurses and gym coaches.
You're not wrong.
Two tough people.
Yeah. So the nurse is asking her to fill out forms. She's like, no, where's Richard? She can't go through the double doors. But then I guess the family doctor shows up. Is that who this guy is?
I think so. Was he the one that was at their house or do they just know him?
I was thinking he was like their attorney or something.
No, he was a doctor because he was reading off the chart.
Like, I thought he was like a medical attorney, but you know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they don't actually like explain what he is.
I bet he's like their family doctor. That makes sense. Like the general practitioner or something.
Would make
or like a family friend who is a doctor.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Someone that they probably trust his opinion more than this hospital's. Mm-hmm. But he shows up and says he's going to go check on Richard and he disappears through the double doors, never to be seen again.
Oh.
Well, not really, but that's what Emily's thinking. So Emily tries to call Lorelai. And I thought this part was weird because she calls the house phone and Lorelai doesn't answer and she gets all upset. But she calls her cell phone the first time, right?
No, Rory did.
Rory did, yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't understand why no one called back or anything.
Like Lorelai could have called Rory and said, I'm on the way and Luke's ringing.
I don't think Rory has a cell phone, so she might have used the home phone. But
timers are weird before everyone had their own phone. You could just call everyone. But okay, that makes sense because I thought if she called the cell phone the first time, why is she calling the house? But Lorelai and Luke arrive. Yay!
And they are trying to find the way. They're lost in the hospital.
Yeah. Which is easy to happen. Those walls look the same.
Lorelai is just hoping to see or feel some sign to lead her to her family.
And then she hears Emily screech.
Yeah, like she was like, and that's Emily.
The screech of the wild Emily.
Yeah, she hears her mom. She shows up, assesses the situation, and takes control. Basically just says, like, the nurse can go check on Richard. She'll fill out the forms. Defuses mm-hmm. the situation and presses Emily.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed watching Emily because, like, she wasn't manic or anything. She was like, yeah. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I didn't know this. How'd you do that?
It's like she's impressed. Never, like, broken the rules like that kind of or which whatever.
Shocks me.
Yeah. But yeah, so Lorelai says, like, let's go check on him. And she goes through the double doors that Emily has been waiting right outside of. So, which guys, leaves. Go ahead.
I just want you guys to know I don't want you to die.
I don't want you to die.
Huh? What did Jackson say?
I don't want you to die.
Oh, I don't want you to die.
You just didn't say anything again.
But
I don't want any of you to die.
Good. But my listeners might be wondering what this means. Sorry, keep going.
Yes, what does this mean? Well, Luke stays out of that. He's, like, waiting outside the reception area, and Rory shows up, and they just get to talking. And Rory says that she didn't want her grandpa to die. And Luke says,
tell him that when you see him. People like to hear that.
Yeah, so our call to action this episode is tell someone you don't want them to die.
Listeners, I don't want you to die. Well, most of you. Figure it out.
All right. Lorelai comes out after checking on him. Talks to Rory. I don't know what happened to him. What are they talking about?
Rory wants to do something. Either make a call or get coffee. And Lorelai says, while I am partial to the phone, I do like coffee. And then Rory asks if Luke wants tea, and he says peppermint preferably. And I thought that was funny. I liked that.
Does he drink tea? Is that
he doesn't do coffee.
Peppermint preferably.
He doesn't like caffeine. Yeah,
peppermint tea is not even like real tea, right? Well, it's like
it's fake.
It's like low caffeine tea. It's not like a black tea.
It's an herbal tea.
Yeah.
It's fake. It's
preferably also.
It's preferably.
Preferably. I think
I can't argue with you anyway. Yeah. So this leaves Lorelai and Luke talking now, where she says that he always looks good.
Whoa. Healthy. Hey. Except for now.
Yeah. Because he's freaking out about being in the hospital. He does not like to see sick people and tubes coming out of bodies. Mm-hmm. But they're clearly like flirting here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew it.
I love it. Luke has lots of issues.
Luke does?
That's my next note.
With like the hospital?
Yeah. Saying sick people.
Yeah, he does not like it.
Not at all.
But they bring Richard out and they're like wheeling him to a room. And they just say, like, they don't know what's going on yet. They're just the transport team. The doctor will be in shortly. They put him in the room, and Lorelai, instead of going in, says she's going to go find Emily and Rory.
And then she said each name, they appeared.
Magically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she just didn't want to go in there. She was nervous.
Rory appeared with chicken soup and Pez instead of coffee.
That is quite the combination. Like, for dinner tonight, we had pasta with chickpeas as well as chickpea fries. What?
Are you going to say more about that?
Which I feel like is a better combination than chicken soup and Pez.
Okay. I don't know, because chicken soup is like the meal and then Pez is like a dessert. I don't know.
That's what
like
the chickpea fries
pasta and fries aren't really.
Yeah.
True.
I don't. Okay. Luke said, or Lorelai said she's going to go find someone else. And then Luke said, if you're going to go look for Jimmy, you'll have a hard time finding him or something like that. And I don't know what Jimmy he was talking about.
Oh, he said a famous guy. Hoffa.
Yeah, I missed the last name.
Hoffa, but yeah. I don't know who it is.
Well, you guys don't know who Jimmy Hoffa is?
Shut up.
He is a American labor union leader.
Did he disappear?
Well, yes.
Well.
Yes. He disappeared.
Are you just saying that?
No, he's never been found.
Oh.
Probably CIA'd.
It's a bold statement for someone who knows nothing about the situation.
Probably the CIA, though.
Probably. Or it could have been the Sopranos.
That's true.
But yeah, so he's saying, yeah, that she's never coming back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep, back in the room, Rory is reading the Financial Times to Grandpapa and gives him a hug. And then she leaves, which leaves Emily and Richard in the room.
He said the hug is worth the pain.
Yeah.
Pain is worth the hug? Hug is worth the pain.
Pain is a part of life.
It would be hug is worth, and I guess you could say them both.
He said pain is a part of life.
Yeah.
No, but,
the meaning. But what do you mean by that?
Dig a little deeper.
Yeah, he starts telling Emily where all the important documents and stuff and will is, and she's not having it, and she says that he's not allowed to die.
And I want to know which one of you is going to die first.
We're gonna notebook it and do it at the same time.
I haven't seen the notebook, so.
Oh, I haven't either. Wow.
Oh, well, at the end, they both
spoiler.
Die at the same time.
Hey!
But you actually learned that at the beginning, so it doesn't matter.
I swear, if you don't take me with you, I'll be so mad.
Well, make sure you're on that
people
plane.
People expect to find a plane.
2,237.
No, I want to get squashed by a cat.
I mean, the rest of this is really just the same. I shouldn't say that. We should go through it.
Luke freaks out because the guy goes by with a screwdriver sticking out of his head.
I wrote that down. They're just wheeling around a guy with a screwdriver sticking in his head.
I bet the wife is the reason. Oh, but he did something to make her.
I mean, he was probably screwing in
probably
like,
did it himself.
A fan and fell. Probably.
Nah. See that. I think he cheated on her and then she stabbed him with a screwdriver.
Danny likes true crime.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of three different true crime books right now.
Me and Madeline like construction accidents.
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder.
I wonder if Luke is just like also really bad with blood or if it's specifically people in hospitals.
Did his dad get sick and die or something? Like, he's probably had a bad experience in a hospital, right?
Yeah. His mom and dad died.
In hospitals? In hospitals?
I don't know. But my parents, I remember when they had kids, they made a deal where my dad had to deal with anything that had blood. My mom dealt with anything that had vomit.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
That's not a bad deal. I don't like poop.
All right, Madeline, you got to deal with poop.
Well, I love me some poop. So.
I mean, we're kind of, I don't do the litter box for our cat. I don't like that.
Yeah. Oh, Madeline and you it. Also don't. Feed the cat. Oh, and you also. Just kidding.
What else?
Let's keep it going.
Just kidding.
Yeah, so I wonder if Luke ever gets married, I wonder if he's going to make a deal like that with his future wife.
Do you know the answer?
I don't know if he makes a deal on blood or vomit.
Okay. Well, sometimes you guys say stuff with like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing. I just didn't know. But Emily comes out to talk to Luke. Right outside the room, and what does she say? She asks if they're dating, basically, right? Like, what's going on between you guys? Mm-hmm. He's like, nothing. And she says, then you're both idiots.
And then Lorelai comes and like, what's going on? Your mom called us idiots, or called me an idiot, something like that.
Yeah. And then she says, like, you must have really charmed her. So I guess that's a good thing to hear from Emily.
It means... she's comfortable with you, maybe. I don't know where we are now with my notes. Nope, we're not there yet. My next note is I really like when Lorelai is talking to Rory, and then she just brings up Narcolepsy Boy. Just,
you just like that she called him that?
Yeah. The nickname that sticks through.
Yeah, we didn't say that earlier. Dean is referred to now as Narcolepsy Boy because he falls asleep so easily.
Which I'm glad they're pointing that out.
Yeah.
That's the issue we had. Yeah.
Then they talk about apple tarts again. And I think we should make some for our season finale party. Because I also want to make some vegan blueberry cheesecake. Shortcake.
Ooh. How many episodes are in this season?
20.
Okay, so we have like a year to get these tarts made.
Yeah.
Perfect. I like that idea, though.
Thank you. I think we should just like have some Gilmore Girl themed food.
Yeah.
Isn't a tart a pie that doesn't have crust on top? Is that what makes it a tart?
I think it's small. Like a little bite size.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Next, the doctor comes in.
Yes. So Lorelai goes into the room with her dad and...
You stare for a couple seconds.
Yeah, and she's obviously like very nervous about it, but he opens his eyes and looks around, and then the doctor busts in.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
You know what he says? You have a mangina.
I'm so happy we just had that silence. I would have been so mad if all of this was because of a touch of angina.
Oh, angina. What is angina?
It's like before you have a heart attack, it's like leading up to that, I think. I know it has something to do with your heart, and that's why they're saying you need to eat healthier and exercise.
I just feel like saying a touch is so disrespectful.
Yeah. I think he was trying like...
No big deal, just a touch.
I think they're trying to make it seem like everything will be okay, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, so he gives him the prescription of working out and eating better.
Yes.
Okay, so then they leave and Lorelai asks.
She cries.
Oh yeah, she does cry into Luke's arms. And he got really awkward about it.
It was cute. Mm-hmm.
But she asked him to take Rory home so she can stay and help out at the hospital.
Yeah.
In case anyone needs help. Not Emily, but
then Emily comes out. They're getting along. All is well. Forgiveness and such.
Forgiveness.
And such.
And such?
Yes.
And stuff.
The title of the episode?
My bad.
It's okay.
I like such better.
Yeah, but it sounds better.
Thank you.
And then we cut back. Star is Hollow, Luke's Diner, nice, probably Christmas Eve.
2 weeks before Christmas.
Dang it. Oh, yeah.
I said it so many times. It was like a plot point, basically.
Okay. And what happens here?
The blue hat.
Lorelai gives Luke a gift, which is a blue hat.
It'll be important.
And I don't want to say it in case the actor listens to this podcast. He looked a little weird with the hat going forward.
I think that's the point. He's supposed to look weird.
So, I kind of relate to that.
Because Lorelai put the hat on Luke, and at first he put it on face forward, and it looks weird, just like it does on Jackson. So then she turned it to be backwards, because he's a backwards baseball cap guy.
Yeah, he looks sexy. I do like the blue
Jackson
hat.
Thinks he is.
Sexy. But the Christmas, what do they call it? The
procession,
yeah, is practicing, which I guess is like a parade.
Look how cute that is.
So.
That looks creepy. That looks like Luke's coming to kill her.
All right.
Oh, wow, look.
What is that?
That's where our other episode ended. We're almost spot on.
Nice.
But so Lorelai asked Luke to turn out the light so they can watch the procession walk by, and it ends on a happy note.
Yeah. All is well and Stars Hollow.
Everything is resolved.
Forgiveness and such and stuff.
Such and stuff and forgiveness. So what'd you guys think about this episode?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was important.
Right.
But It seemed kind of dull.
But I liked Dean and Luke. They were finally good characters.
When did Rory...
Luke is always good.
He's been annoying up until now.
No.
Did Rory and Lorelai make up at all? Or was it just through that whole experience they just put it behind them?
It was like an unspoken makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked this episode. Probably no Chilton. That's probably why.
That's true.
I mean, I love that shot of Luke's truck passing the Camaro. I'll harp on that all night long. But
you think he does his own stunts?
I think he does.
Oh. I like that. What are you doing? Looking at my shoes?
Yeah. Carry on.
All right. Well, you guys good? You got anything else?
My lap is very warm.
That's good. Hey, be sure to follow us on Instagram. We only have like 5 followers right now.
Are you following any of them back?
You're saying me. It's we. This is our Instagram.
I don't have access to it.
You'll get it. Especially if you want to see the Santa Claus hamburger, because that's going to be our only post right now. I was going to do the curtains last week we talked about, but I never did it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That was funny.
Thanks for hanging out tonight. This has been the 10th episode. We're excited to wrap up season one and have our tart party.
Eventually.
So, all right. Hey, everyone. Talk to you later. Bye.
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 3, 2, 1.
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit pencilrocketnetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have liftoff.